Shishi. Yiten Hashem esoyevecho hakomem olecho. Hashem will cause your enemies that come up against you, nigofim lefonecho, to be struck down before you. B'derach echod yetsu elecho, they will come towards you as one unit. Uveshiva drochim yonusu lefonecho, however, they will run away from you in seven different directions as somebody who is panicking that just wants to run. Each person will run in a different direction. Yitzav Hashem itcho es habrocho ba'asomecho, Hashem will command with you the blessing in your storage houses, uvechoil mishlach yodecho, and in your every undertaking. Uveirachcho, and Hashem will bench you, ba'oret asher Hashem lekecho noisen loch, on the land that Hashem your God is giving you. Yikimecho Hashem loy la'am kodosh, Hashem will establish you to be a holy nation, kasher nishbaloch, like He has sworn to you, kisishmor, when you watch and observe, es mitzvois Hashem lekecho, the mitzvois of Hashem your God, v'holachto bidrochov, and you will go and follow in Hashem's ways. V'ro'u kol amei ha'oretz, and then the nations of the world will see, ki shem Hashem nikra olecho, that the name of Hashem is called upon you, v'yaru mimecho, and then they will fear you. And Chazal, in Masechta Menachos Daf Lamed Hey, learn that this pasuk is referring to Tfilin Sheberosh, which has the letter Shin on it. Shin is spelled Shin Yud Nun, standing for Shem Hashem Nikra, the name of Hashem is called upon you. Because when the Goyim will see the Tfilin, and you will have the proper Kavonos in the Tfilin will not be Al Horosh, but rather Tfilin Sheberosh. Inside your head you will know that there is no other God besides Hashem, and that He controls everything in the world. Then the nations will fear you when they see the Tfilin Sheberosh. V'hoisircho Hashem l'toivo, and Hashem will give you an abundance of good, b'fri vitnecho, in the fruit of your stomach, u'v'fri vehemtecho, and the fruit of your animals, u'v'fri admosecho, and in the fruit of your land. Al adomo asher nishba Hashem la'avoisecho loses loch, on the land that Hashem swore to your fathers to give to you. Yiftach Hashem l'cho es ha'itzorei ha'toiv, Hashem will open for you His storage houses of good, es ha'shamayim, the heavens, loses mitar artzecho be'itoi, to give the rain of your land in its time, in a time that won't bother you, in a time that will be good for the crops, ulevorech es kol ma'ase yodecho, and He will bench all of your handiwork, v'hilvisa goyim rabim, and you will lend many nations, v'ata loy silve, however you will not have to borrow from anybody. Unesancho Hashem l'roish, and Hashem will place you as a head, and maybe you might think that you might be a head in one place, however in another place you will be on the bottom. Therefore the pasuk says, V'loy lezanov, you will not be a tail anywhere. V'yisa rak lamala, you will be only above. V'loy sihie lamoto, and you will not be on bottom anywhere. Kisishma, this will happen when you will listen el mitzvois Hashem alikecho, to the mitzvois of Hashem your God, asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoim lishmor v'lasois, that I am commanding you today to observe and to do. V'loy soso mikol ha'devorim asher anoichi mitzave eschem hayoim, you shall not turn away from anything that I am commanding you today, yamin usmoil, by turning to the right or turning to the left, lo leches acharei elohim acherim la'avdam, to go after other gods to serve them. Zok Rashi pasuk zayin, uveshiva drochim yanusu lefanecho, kein derech hanavholim levroyach. So is the way of people who panic to escape, liyos mispazrin lechol tzad, to disperse in every direction that they can. That's why it says that they will run away in seven different directions. And the pasuk continues with Moshe giving Klal Yisrael a chilling nevuah of horrors that would happen to them if they deserted Hashem and the Torah. This is the second teichacha in the Torah. The first, in Parshas Bechukosai, was said by Hashem and is therefore expressed in the first person because Hashem was telling Klal Yisrael what he would do. This teichacha was said by Moshe and is therefore expressed in the third person, because he was saying in his own words what Hashem would do if Klal Yisrael defies Hashem. According to Ramban, the first Teichacha refers to the years leading up to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the 70 years of Golos Bavel. This Teichacha refers to the last years of the second Beis HaMikdash and the current Golos we are experiencing now. Arachayim says, the first Teichacha, which is phrased in the plural, is referring to what will happen if the entire tzibur sins, whereas this teichacha is addressing individual sinners, to make the point that Hashem will not tolerate individuals who sin, even if the tzibur as a whole is not involved in these sins. Rashi answers differently. The teichacha in Parshas Bechukosai was said by Hashem, and was therefore harsher speaking of the destruction of the Rabbim in the plural. This Teichacha was said by Moshe in a milder form, only saying that individuals would be punished. The Chidah says that this Teichacha consists of 676 words, and to offset the punishments of this Teichacha, the name of Hashem Yudke Vavke, which symbolizes Midas HaRachamim, the Midah of Rachmanis, is stated 26 times in this Teichacha. The gematria of Yudke Vavke is 26. So 26 times the name Yudke Vavke equals 676, the same number as the words in the Teichacha. The name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, the Midas HaRachmanis, will wipe away the punishments of this Teichacha. And David HaMelech in Tehillim alludes to this in Kapitel Lamed Aleph, where he says, Rabois Rois Tzadik Umikulam Yatzilenu Hashem, which means, the Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu said Rabois Rois, a lot of evil in the Teichacha, Rois Bigamatria 676, corresponding to the words of the Teichacha. Umikulam, and from all these Teichachos, Yatzilenu Hashem, the name of Hashem Yudke Vavke, stated 26 times, that name will save us from the 676 words of the Teichacha. And the Pasuk says, V'hoyo, and it will be, im loisishma b'koil Hashem elokecho, if you do not listen to the voice of Hashem your God, lishmar, to observe, la'asois, and to do, es kol mitzvoisav v'chukoisav, all of his mitzvois and his chukim, asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoim, that I am commanding you today. Uvo'u alecho kol akvoleis ho'ele, and all these curses will come upon you, v'hisigucho, and overtake you. Arachayim explains, to enjoy Hashem's brachos, there are three requirements. First of all, you must learn Torah. Secondly, not to be over the lois aseis of the Torah. And third of all, to perform all the mitzvos asei. This pasuk alludes to all three. V'hoya im lois ishma b'koil Hashem, and it will be if you do not listen to the voice of Hashem. The voice, koil, is referring to the koil of Torah. Lishmar, to observe, means not to be over the lois aseis. And la'asois means to perform the mitzvos asei. So the klolis will come if you do not learn Torah, if you do not do the mitzvos asei, and you transgress the mitzvos lois asei. And we must understand why over here by the klolis, the word v'hisigucha is written male complete with a vav. However, by the brachos, the word v'hisigucha in pasuk beis is written chaser, incomplete, without a vav. I once heard a teretz based on the Gemara in Kedushin that says, Machshava Toiva mitzdarfa l'maisa, if somebody has a Machshava Toiva, a good thought to do a mitzvah, even though he did not actually do the mitzvah, the Torah considers it as if he did it. However, Machshava Ra, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzdarfa l'maisa. If somebody had an evil Machshava, a Machshava to do an Avera, if he did not do the Avera, the Torah does not consider it as if he did it just because he had a Machshava Ra. Based on this, that is the pshat in the pasuk. By the brachos, the pasuk is telling us that even if somebody did an incomplete mitzvah, he just had a good machshava but was not able to do the mitzvah, still the brachos will reach him and overtake him. That's why it says v'hisigucha, missing a vav, incomplete, to tell you that the brachos will overtake him even if his mitzvah is incomplete. However, by the klolos, the Torah is telling us that somebody will only be punished if he does a complete avera, not only having a machshava to do the avera, but actually doing the Avera. That's why V'sigucha is written Mole, complete, because the Klolos will only overtake him if he does the Avera completely. And the Pasuk continues, Aror Ato Ba'ir, cursed will you be in the city, V'aror Ato Basode, and you will be cursed in the field. Aror Tanacha, cursed will the fruit of your basket be, Umish Artecho, and the dough in your kneading bowls. Aror Privitnecha, cursed will be the fruit of your stomach, your children, Ufri Admasecho, and the fruit of your land, Shigar Alofecho, the offspring of your cattle, Va'ashtarois Tzainecho, and the herds of your sheep. And we must understand why by the Brocha in Pasuk Dalid it says Baruch Privitnecho, blessed is the fruit of your stomach, before Baruch Tana'acho, blessed is the fruit of your basket. And by the Klola, over here it says Aru Tana'acho, cursed is the fruit of your basket, before Aru Privitnecho, cursed is the fruit of your stomach. Ramban answers that a person's children is his most precious possession. So when Hashem gives bracha, his first bracha is privitnecha, to your children. However, when Hashem curses, he holds off by first cursing your possessions, tanacha umishartecha, and then if you still don't do tshuva, Aror privitnecha, he then curses your children. And the pasuk continues, Aror ato bivayecha, cursed will you be when you enter the world, va'aror ato bitzeisecha, and you will be cursed when you leave the world. By the bracha in pasuk vav, when it says, Baruch ato bivayecha, uvaruch ato bitzeisecha, Rashi explained that it means that just like when you entered the world, you entered it without sin, so too will you leave the world without sin. Based on that, the Gur Aryeh explains this pasuk, Aror ato bivayecha, cursed you are when you enter the world, which means just like you entered the world without any schusim, Aror ato bitzeisecha, so too will you be cursed on your way out of this world, you will leave the world without any schusim. Yishalach Hashem b'cho, Hashem will send in your midst, Es ha-me'eiro, which Rashi says means chisorin, a deficiency. Like Yonason ben Uziel explains, bimamoin, a deficiency in money. Es ha-mahuma, confusion, ves ha-migeres, and worry, b'chol mishlach yodecho asher tase, in your every undertaking that you will do, adi shomedcho, until you are destroyed, v'ad avodecho maher, and until you are quickly annihilated, mipnei roya malalecho, because of your evil deeds, asher azavtoni, that you have forsaken me. Yad beik Hashem b'cho es ha-dover, Hashem will attach in you the plague, ad kaloisei oisecha, until you are consumed, me'al ho'adoma, from the land asher atavoshom l'rishto, that you are coming there to take possession of it. Yakecho Hashem, Hashem will strike you, bashachefes, which is a sickness that wears down the flesh and causes it to swell, uvakadachas uvadalekes, which are types of fever, dalekes being a hotter fever than kadachas, uvacharchor, which is a type of sickness that causes the body on the inside to heat up, char, which means heat, chur, inside the hole and the cavity of your body, uvacherev, and armies will come against you, uvashidofoin uvayerokoin, which are makois that come against the tvua, shidofoin, which is the eastern wind that will destroy the tvua, and yerokoin, which is a dryness which causes the tvua to become yellow, uridafucha, and they will chase you, ad ovdecha, until you are destroyed. And your heavens that are over your head will be like copper, and the earth below you, barzel, will be like iron. Rashi tells us that there is a difference between the curses over here and the ones in Parshas Bechukosai. Over here they were said by Moshe, and in Bechukosai they were said by Hashem. Although everything in the Torah was said by Hashem, the pshat is that the klolos in Bechukosai were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaber, Hashem spoke through the throat of Moshe. However, over here, it was Moshe repeating in his own words the nevuah that Hashem told him. And that is why we find differences between the two teichachas. The teichacha in Parshas Bechukosai was said in the plural, Shemeichem, Artzechem. However, over here, it is said in the singular, Shomecha and Artzecha, because Moshe said the curses in a milder way, as if only individuals will be punished, and not the entire tzibur, like Hashem said in the Teichacha in Parshas Bechukosai. Also, Moshe's Teichacha was milder in this pasuk itself, because in Parshas Bechukosai, it says this pasuk in the reverse, V'nosati eshemechem kabarzel, v'sa'artzechem nechusha. Your heavens will be like iron, and your land like copper. Your heavens will be like iron, which does not sweat, and there will be a drought in the world, and your land will sweat the way copper sweats, causing the produce to rot. However, Moshe's curse was not as severe. Your heavens will be like copper, which sweats. It won't rain, but there will not be a total drought. And your earth will be like iron, which does not sweat, and it will not cause what did grow to rot. The curse will exist. There will not be any rain, and the land will not produce fruit. However, the curse will not be as severe. Yiten Hashem es mitar artzecha avak v'ofar. Hashem will cause the rain of your land to bring up the dust and dirt. It will rain a bit, enough to moisten the produce, but not enough to cause the dirt and the dust of the ground to settle. And a wind will come after the rain, and cause the dust and dirt to blow around and become attached to the moist produce, and that will cause the produce to rot. Min hashamayim yered olecha, from the heavens it will come down upon you, ad hishamdach, until you are destroyed. Yitencha Hashem nigaf lefnei oyevecha, Hashem will cause you to be struck down before your enemies. Bederech echa teisei elov, on one road you will go out to your enemies. Uveshiva drachim tanus lefanov, however you will run away from your enemies in seven different directions because of your panic. Vehayisa lezaava, and you will be a trembling, L'chol mamlechos ha'oretz, to all the kingdoms of the world. When the kingdoms of the world will see what happened to you, they will tremble at the thought that this might also happen to them. V'hoyesa nevlasecho l'ma'achol, and your carcass will be for food, l'chol oif ha'shamayim, to all the birds of the sky, ulevehemas ha'oretz, and all the chayos of the earth, ve'ein macharid, and nothing will frighten them. Yakecho Hashem b'shchim Mitzrayim, Hashem will strike you with the boils of Mitzrayim, which was a type of boil that was moist on the outside and dry on the inside. Uva poilim, and with hemorrhoids. Uva gorov, and with a shchin, a boil that is moist on the outside and dry on the inside. Uva choros, and a boil that is both dry on the inside and outside. Asher loisucha leherofe, that cannot be cured. And the Mizrahi points out that gorov and shchin Mitzrayim are the same thing. They both mean a shchin that is moist on the outside and dry on the inside. Mizrahi says, since the pasuk says chores, which is a shchin which is both dry on the inside and out, therefore the pasuk says again gorov, which is a shchin which is moist on the outside and dry on the inside, even though it is the exact same thing as shchin Mitzrayim. Yakecho Hashem, Hashem will strike you, b'shigoin, with madness, uve'ivoroin, and with blindness, uve'simhoin levov, and with a confusion of the heart. V'hoyisom emashesh batzoharayim, and you will grope in the afternoon, kasha yemashesh ho'iver ba'afelo, the same way a blind person gropes in the darkness. And the Gemara in Megillah daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis asks, why do we have to compare this person to a blind person in the darkness? A blind person cannot see anything even in broad daylight. Therefore the Gemara explains that in broad daylight, although the blind person cannot see, a regular person could see, and could help out this blind person. Therefore, the blind person feels confident that other people will see him and help him. Over here, the curse is even more severe, that you won't be able to see in the afternoon, just like a blind person cannot see in the dark, because not only can't he see, there will be nobody else who could see in order to help him out. And your way will not be successful. And you will be only harried, which means that anything you do, there will be a fight over, v'gozel, and you will be robbed, kol hayomim, all the days, ve'in moshiach, and there will be nobody to save you. Isha sa'ores, you will be mekadesh in Isha, ve'ish acher yishkoleno, and another man will take her as a pelegesh. When reading this pasuk, we do not read it yishkoleno, but rather yishkoveno. The ksiv is yishkoleno, however the kri is yishkoveno. The Torah did not want it to be read in such a harsh term, yishkoleno, which means another person will take her as a pelegesh, but rather in a more honorable term, yishkoveno, he will lie with her, because the word pelegesh is negative. However, the word shechiva can also be used in a positive way, like it says by Kriya Shema, you shall say Shema b'shochpecha uvekumecha, when you lie down and when you get up. And also we find by Yaakov, vayishkav b'mokamahu, he lied down in that place and he had a nevuah. So since shechiva is not a negative term, therefore the Torah says, read it yishkoveno instead of yishkoleno. Bayis tivne v'loy seishev boy, you will build a house and not live in it. Kerem tita v'loy sechalalenu, you will plant a vineyard and you will never redeem its fruit to eat it. The pasuk in Parsha Shoftim tells us, these three things cause a soldier to leave the battlefield. If one was mekadesh and isha, he does not fight because the worry that he might die and another man will take his wife will affect his ability as a soldier. So too, one who just built a house and never lived in it, and one who just planted a vineyard and did not eat its fruit. The worry that someone else will live in his house or eat his fruit will affect his ability to fight, and we tell him to leave the battlefield. Here in the Teichecha, the Pasuk tells us that such occurrences will become common. Somebody will marry your Arusa, somebody will live in your house that you never lived in, and somebody will eat the fruits that you never ate from. Sherecha, your ox, tavuach le'enecho, will be slaughtered before you, v'loy seichal mimenu, and you won't be able to eat from it, because the shechita will be done through a guy. Chamorcha gozel milafonecho, your donkey will be stolen before you, v'loy yoshev loch, and not returned to you. Tzaynecha nesunois la'yevecho, your sheep will be given to your enemies, ve'ein lecho moshiach, and you will have no savior. Vonecha uvnoisecho, your sons and your daughters, Nisunim la'am acher, will be given over to other nations, ve'enecha ro'ois, and your eyes will see this, v'cholois aleihem kol hayoim, and your eyes will yearn for them all day, ve'ein le'el yodecho, however there will be no power in your hands. And this will happen in the time of the Romans, when the Romans selected the most attractive young Jews and shipped them to Rome to be slaves to the Roman people. Pri admosecha, the fruit of your land, v'chol yigiyacha, and all of your labor, yoichal am asher lo yodata, will be eaten by a nation that you did not know. V'hoyisa, and you will be rak oshok v'rotzutz kol hayomim, only harried and downtrodden all the days. V'hoyisa meshuga, and you will go mad, mimare einecho asher tireh, from the sight of your eyes that you will see. Yakecho Hashem b'shchin ra, Hashem will hit you with a bad shchin, al habrikayim v'al hashokayim, on the knees and on the legs, asher lo sucha leherofe, that you will not be able to cure. Mikaf raglecho v'ad kod kodecho, from the sole of your feet until the top of your head. And Yonison ben Uziel is bothered that once the Pasuk says that you will have shchin, mikaf raglecho v'ad kod kodecho, why does the Pasuk have to say al habrikayim v'al hashokayim, which is less than mikaf raglecho v'ad kod kodecho? He therefore learns pshat that the shchin will start al habirkayim v'al hashokayim, and then if you do not do tshuva, it will go throughout your whole body, mikaf raglecho v'ad kod kodecho. Yoylech Hashem oisecho v'esmalkecho asher tokom olecho, Hashem will lead you and your king that you put over you, el goy asher lo yodato, to a nation that you did not know, ato v'avisecho, you and your fathers, v'ovarato shom elohim acherim eitz v'even, as Targum explains, and over there you will be servants to people who worship other gods, people who worship stone gods and wooden gods. And Ramban says, when the Pasuk says, Yoylech Hashem oischa v'esmalkecho asher tokom olecho el goy asher lo yodato, that your kings will be brought to nations that you did not know, that is referring to the Jewish king Aristobulus that was taken captive and dragged to Rome, and also to the Jewish king Agrippas in the time of the Romans. And the Pasuk continues, V'hoyisa l'shamo, and you will be for an astonishment, which means people will be astonished over you after all that will happen to you. L'moshel, for a comparison, people will compare to your afflictions. People will say, look, this person is suffering just like so-and-so. Your afflictions will be something to compare to. V'lishnina, and a topic of conversation. B'choyl ho'amim, among all the nations, asher yinahekcho Hashem shomo, that Hashem will lead you over there. And Ramban tells us that you were actually an astonishment and a topic of conversation in the time of the Romans. When Aristobulus was paraded through Rome in chains, the Romans were amazed how such physically powerful people could have been defeated. So you were an astonishment and a topic of conversation by the Romans. Zera rav toitzi hasode, many seeds will you bring out into the field to plant, uma'at te'esoif, but very few will you bring in. Ki asalenu ha'arbe, because the locust will destroy it. Karamim tita ve'ovarata, you will plant vineyards and work the vineyards. The yayin loisishte, however, the wine you will not drink at the time of the harvest. V'loi se'egar, and you will not bring in the grapes and gather the grapes in future years. Ki se'chalenu hateloas, because the worms will eat it. Zeisim yulecho b'chod gvulecho, olive trees you will have in all of your boundaries. V'shemen loi sasuch, however, you will not anoint yourself with the oil from these trees. Ki yishal zeisecho, because your olives will fall off. Banim uvonois toilid, you will bear sons and daughters. V'layiyaloch, they will not be yours. Ki yelechu bashevi, because they will go into captivity. Kol eitzecha, all your trees, ufri admosecha, and the fruit of your land, yiyoresh hatzelotzal, the tzelotzal, which is a type of locust, will make it poor from its fruits. The locust will eat all its fruits and make the trees impoverish from its fruit. Hager asher b'kirbecha, the ger toishav who lives among you. A ger toishav is a guy who was mekabel upon himself certain mitzvahs in order to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yala olecha ma'ala mola, he will rise up above you higher and higher, ba'ata seired, and you will go down mata mata, lower and lower. Hu yalvecha, he will lend you money, ba'ata lo salvenu, but you will not lend him. Hu yil roish, he will be the head, ba'ata tiel zonov, and you will be the tail. Uva'u olecha kol haklolus ha'ele, and all these curses will come upon you, uridafucha, and chase you, v'hisigucha, and overtake you, ad hishamdach, until you are destroyed. Because you did not listen to the voice of Hashem your God, lishmar, to observe mitzvoisav v'chukoisav, his mitzvois and his chukim asher tzivach, that he commanded you. V'hoye v'cho, and these klolos will be in you, le'ois, as a sign, ulam moifes, and a wonder, uvizaracha ad oilam, and in your children too forever. Tachas asher le'avarato as Hashem alekecho, this all happened because you did not serve Hashem your God, b'simcha, with happiness, uvetuv leivav, and with goodness of the heart, Meroiv Koil, when you had everything going for you, then you should have served Hashem b'simcha uvetuv levav. And since you did not, Hashem brought upon you all these klolos. According to the Medrash, the curse came upon Klal Yisrael for not properly enjoying the Shabbos. Where is there a remez for this in this pasuk? The Vilna Gaon says, it is hinted in the words tachas asher. Tachas literally means under. If you look at the letters tachas, the letters which are under asher, the word asher, you will find the remez. The letter under aleph is beis, the letter under shin is tav, and the letter under resh is shin, spelling Shabbos. Since you did not keep with simcha the Shabbos, which is tachas asher, underneath the letters aleph, shin, resh, that is why you received these curses. And the pasuk continues, "V'ovadato es oyevecho," and you will serve your enemies, "asher yishalachenu Hashem boch," that Hashem will send against you, "b'ra'ov," while you are in a state of hunger, "uvetzama," and thirst, "uve'eroim," and with nakedness, "uvechoser koil," and lacking everything, "v'nosan oil barzel al tzavarecho," and these enemies will place an iron yoke on your necks, "ad hishmidai oisach," until they destroy you. "Yiso Hashem olecha goy me'rochoik," Hashem will carry upon you a nation from the distance, "mikseh ha'oretz," from the other end of the earth, "kashe yideh hanosher," just like the flying of an eagle. Just like an eagle comes, pisaim, suddenly and in an effective manner, so too will this nation come against you suddenly and in an effective manner, similar to the eagle. "Goyash aloisishma l'shoinoi," a nation that you will not understand their language. And the Ramban says that this is referring to Aspaisonus and his son Titus, who came from Rome to destroy Yerushalayim and the second Beis HaMikdash. "Goy asponim," a nation that has chutzvah, "asher lo yisa fonim lezokein," who are not respectful to older people, "v'na'ar lo yochoin," and are not gracious to the young, "v'ochal pri vehemtecha," and they will eat the fruit of your animals, "ufri ad masecha," and the fruit of your land, "ad hishamdach," until you are destroyed, "asher lo yashelecha," they will not leave over for you, "dagon," grain, "tiroish," wine, "v'yitzhar," or oil, "Shgar alofecho," the offspring of your cattle, "the ashteroit tzonecho," and the herds of your sheep, "ad ha'avida oisach," until they cause you to be destroyed, "the heitzar lecho b'chol she'arecho," and they will surround you in all your cities, "ad redes choymoisecho ha'gevohois v'habisurois," until they conquer your walls that are high and fortified, "asher atobeteach bohen," these walls that you trusted in them to protect you, "b'chol artzecho," in all your lands, "the heitzar lecho," and they will surround you, "b'chol she'arecho," in all your cities, "b'chol artzecho," in your whole land, "asher nosan Hashem alekech aloch," that Hashem your God has given to you. And Shari Aharon asks that the pasuk already said in the beginning of the pasuk, "b'heitzar lecho b'chol she'arecho," why does it repeat it again at the end of the pasuk? He answers, the beginning of the pasuk is saying that the goyim will surround your cities that are surrounded by walls, and they will conquer the walls which you placed your trust in to protect you. The second half of the pasuk is saying that the goyim will surround your cities that are opened without walls, and you had a confidence that these cities will not be conquered because Hashem will not take away Eretz Yisrael from his people. But the truth is, this is not so, because Eretz Yisrael is only given to Klal Yisrael on the condition that they keep the mitzvahs. And since you did not keep the mitzvahs, the goyim will take away the land. And the pasuk continues, "Ve'ochalta pri vitnecha," and you will eat the fruit of your womb, "v'sar bonecha uvenoisecha," the flesh of your sons and your daughters, "asher nosan lecho Hashem alekecha," that Hashem your God has given to you, "b'matzar," because of the siege, "uvematzoik," and because of the distress, "asher yotzik lecho oyevecha," that your enemies will distress you, "ho'ish harach becha," a man who is tender among you, "v'ha'onog ma'oid," and very delicate, even the very tender and very delicate person, "teira enoi," will become selfish, "ba'ochiv," against his brother, "uve'esh eschekoi," and against his wife who lies in his bosom, "uve'yeser bonav asher yosir," and against his remaining sons who he has let survive, "miteis la'achad mehem," from not giving to one of them, "mibisar bonav asher yoichel," from the flesh of his children that he is eating. And this happened because "mibli hishur lo'koil," there was nothing left for him to eat, "bimotzar," because of the siege, "uvematzoik," and because of the distress, "asher yotzik lecha oyivcha b'chol she'arecha," that your enemies are distressing you in all your cities. According to Rashi's first pshat, "harach b'cha" means that even a man who is tender, who typically is fussy and is nauseated by something disgusting, he still will go ahead and eat his own children. Rashi's second pshat is that "harach" comes from the word rachmanis, Even a person who is merciful will become cruel and not want to share what he is eating with the rest of his children. Haraka v'cha, the woman among you who is tender, v'ha anuga, and the woman among you who is delicate, asher lo nisasa chafragla hatzeg ala oretz, she is so fussy, she has never tried to place the sole of her foot on the ground, mehis aneg umeroich, because of tenderness and delicateness. Teira eina, she will become selfish, be'ish cheka, against her husband who lies in her bosom, uvivna uvivita, and against her son and her daughter who are older, and against her younger children that came out from between her legs, and against her children that will be born in the future, because she will eat the other children, because of lack of anything, in private, and she will not share these children that she is eating with her husband, with her older children, nor with her younger children. B'matzar, because of the siege, uv'matzayk, and because of the distress, asher yotzik l'cha oyivcha b'sharecha, that your enemies are distressing you in your cities. Im lo sishmar lasois, if you are not careful to do as called divrei ha-tera hazois, all the words of this Torah, ha-kesuvim ba-sefer hazeh, that are written in this sefer, li-yira es Hashem ha-nichbod ba-hanoira hazeh, to fear this name that is honored and awesome, es Hashem lekecha, Hashem your God, then v'hiflo Hashem es makoisecha, Hashem will make your makois extraordinary, v'es makois zarecha, and the makois against your children, makois gedolos v'ne'emonois, great makois and reliable makois, they will be reliable to serve the purpose to punish you, v'chaloyim ro'im, and evil sicknesses, v'ne'emonim, that are also reliable to do their shlichois and to punish you. The Heshev B'cha is Komadve Mitzrayim, and Hashem will return to you all the sicknesses of Mitzrayim, Asher Yogartam Epinehem, that you were afraid that they should not come upon you, the Davaku Bach, and they will attach themselves to you. Gam Kocholi V'cha Mako, also every sickness and every Mako, Asher Lechosav B'sefer HaTorah Hazois, that is not written in this Torah, Yalim Hashem Olecha, Hashem will bring them upon you, Ad Hishamdach, until you are destroyed. And in the Psikta Zudrasa, it says that this is referring to children eating their parents. Panech Rosa says that this is referring to the different false accusations and libels that the Goyim accused Klal Yisrael of doing throughout the generations. V'nish'aretem b'mitzei ma'ot, and you will be left with few people, tachas asher heyisem kechoychevei hashmayim l'roiv, instead of having been as many as the stars of the sky, kilo shomata b'kol Hashem lekecho, because you did not listen to the voice of Hashem your God. And it will be kasher sos Hashem aleichem, just like Hashem was happy for you, lehetiv eschem, to do good to you, ulaharbois eschem, and to multiply you, ken yosis Hashem aleichem, so will Hashem make your enemies happy, lahavid eschem, ulahashmin eschem, to make you perish, and to destroy you. If the pasuk meant that Hashem himself will be happy to destroy you, the pasuk would have said, ken yosus, with a vav, since it says, ken yosis, with a yud, it means that Hashem will make others happy. He will make your enemies happy to destroy you. However, Hashem himself will not be happy, because Hashem does not rejoice with the fall of Rishoyim, like the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis. V'nisachtem mi'alho adomo, and then you will be uprooted from the earth, asher atavosham alarishta, that you came there to take possession of it. After all these klolos, you finally will be placed in golos. V'hefitzecho Hashem b'chol ho'amim, and Hashem will disperse you among all the nations, mikitzei ha'oretz v'akitzei ha'oretz, from one end of the earth till the other, v'avadato sham, and you will worship over there Elohim acherim, other gods, asher lo yodato ata v'avisecho, that you and your fathers did not know, etz v'even, gods of wood and gods of stone. And Rashi tells us that this does not mean that you will actually worship avodah zarah, but rather you will be forced to pay taxes to priests of other religions. You will pay taxes to people who worship avodah zarah of Eitz and Evin. Uvagoyim ohem, and when you are among these nations in the galus, lo sargia, you will not find tranquility, v'lagia manoyach l'chaf raglecho, and there will not be a resting place for the soles of your feet, you will constantly be moving around, v'nosan Hashem l'cho sham lev ragos, and Hashem will give you over there a trembling heart, v'chilyon einayim, and a longing of the eyes, you will hope that it will get better and it won't, v'da'avoy nofesh, and a suffering of the soul. V'hayu chayecha tluyim l'cha mineged, and your life will be hanging before you. You will never be sure if you will live, because maybe the armies will come against you. U'fochadat ha'layla v'yoyim, and you will be afraid at night and during the day. V'lo sa'amin b'chayecha, and you will not be certain with your life. And Rashi's second pshat is, V'hayu chayecha tluyim, your life will be uncertain, because you won't be able to grow your own produce, but rather you will have to rely on others and buy from the market. And that will lead you to uncertainty. V'leisa'amin b'chayecha, and you will not be certain with your life, because you won't be able to bake your own bread, rather you will have to buy it from the baker. And this is worse than buying produce from the market, because by produce you can at least buy large quantities at a time, since unprocessed produce can last for a while. However, baked goods do not last, and therefore you will only be able to buy small quantities at a time, leading you to uncertainty. And the curses will get worse as time goes on. Baboker Toimar, in the morning you will say, Mi yitein erev, if only it was last night. Uva erev, and in the evening, Toimar, you will say, Mi yitein boiker, if only it was this morning. Mi pachad levocha asher tifchad, because of the fear of your heart that you will be afraid, umimare einecho asher tireh, and from the sight of your eyes that you will see. Veheshivecho Hashem Mitzrayim, and Hashem will return you to Mitzrayim, ba'onios, in ships, because by bringing you by ship, that enabled the enemy not only to bring the men and the women, but also the small children along to their country. Baderach asher amarti lecho lo yisaisiv od l'roisa, on the way that I said to you, you will not see this place anymore. I will bring you back to Mitzrayim, to a place that I said that you will never see again. V'ismakartem shom lo'oyevecho la'avodim u'lushfachos. And you will try to sell yourselves to your enemies as servants and maidservants. Ve'in koina, however, they will not want to buy you, because they will want to kill you. Eile divrei habris, these are the words of the bris, the covenant, the words of the curses. Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, that Hashem commanded Moshe lichrois, to be kores and to make es b'nei Yisrael be'eretz Moav, with the b'nei Yisrael in the land of Moav. Milavad habris, besides for the bris, besides for the curses, asher koras itam b'chorev, that Hashem already was cursed with them in chorev by Har Sinai, which are the curses of Parshas Bechukosai. Let us go back now on the Rashi's Posuk Chof. And Hashem will bring upon you Hame'ero, Zok Rashi Chisoroin, deficiency, like we explained from Yonis and Ben Uziel, a deficiency in money. And we see that the word Me'ero means a deficiency, like we see in the Posuk in Parshas Sazria, Tzoras Mam'eresi. The Posuk over there is referring to Tzoras on a Beged, and when one has Tzoras on a Beged, the Beged must be destroyed. So therefore, Tzoras Mam'eres, the Tzoras causes this Beged to be deficient and destroyed. So we see Mam'eres and Me'ero both mean deficient. And we also see this in Parshas Nosoi, Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Ches, where Rashi says, by the waters of the Saita, Me Hamorim Hama'orim, the bitter waters that will cause the Saita to be lacking and deficient from the world. Because by drinking these waters, the Saita will be killed. Hamahuma, Zok Rashi Shigosh, Hashem will bring confusion upon you, Koil Beholois, the sounds of panic. Zok Rashi Bashachefes, He will bring upon you the sickness of Shachefes, Shebisorei Nishchaf Vinofuach. This is a sickness that wears away the flesh and makes it swell. Uve Kadachas, and fever. Loshen Ki'esh Kotcho Ba'api. The word Kadachas comes from the word Kotcho in the Pasuk Ki'esh Kotcho Ba'api, a fire burnt in my nostrils. So we see that it means a burning. V'hu Eish Shel Choli, it is the fire and the burning of a sickness. Milui Belaz. Shulchama Ma'oid, it is very hot. Uve Dalekes. Chama Yosem Mikadachas. This is a fever that is hotter than Kadachas. Umine chaloyim heim, and kadachas and dalekes are different types of illnesses. Uva charchor, choyle hamachamemoy toichagof, a sickness that heats up the inside of the body. Mitzomei tomet lamayim, and the person is always thirsty for water. Uvalad ashrimant. And the word charchor comes from loshen vaatzmi chora mine chorif. My bones are burning and heated up from the heat. So we see chora means heated up. And also we see in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, nochar mapuach me'esh, the mapuach, the blower, became heated up, me'esh, from the fire. So nochar means to become heated up. Charchor means the cavity of the body, the chor, the hole. Char becomes heated up. Uva cherev, yovi olecha gaisais, he will bring upon you armies. Shidofan v'yerokoin, makois tfues shebesodois, these are different types of makois on the produce of the field. Shidofan is ruach kodem. Shidofan is destroyed by the eastern wind. Ashilado belas. Yerokoin yoivesh, it is a dryness. Upnei tfua machsifin, and the tfua turns pale. V'nehepochin liyerokoin, and they change to the color yellow. Kama belaz. Zakrashi ad ovdecho, until you are destroyed. Targum says ad desevad. Kloimar, that means to say, ad avoid oischo, until you are destroyed.
Shetichla me'ilecho, you will be destroyed by yourself. Rashi is telling us that there are two types of verbs. A verb which is an oimed, staying in one place, intransitive, and one that is a poel yoitze, it goes outward, it is transitive. For example, I am standing. The verb standing is not going outward to another object, that is an oimed. However, I am throwing the ball. The verb throwing is going out to another object, the ball. It is therefore a poel yoitze. Here too, the word avdecho can be translated as a poel yoitze, ad until avdecho. They will destroy you. They will do an action of destruction to you. Or it can be an oimed, and mean ad avdecho, until you are destroyed. Rashi tells us that it means until you are destroyed. And so does Rashi say in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Kol Loshen Aveda, every Loshen of something being lost, Ein Ha Loshen Noifel Al Baal Ha Aveda, the word does not refer to the one who lost the object, Loimer Hu Avad Oisa, to say that he lost it, Elo rather, Ho Aveda Oivedes Mimenu, the Aveda is lost from him. So too over here, Ad Avdecha means until you are lost and destroyed, not until they destroy you. Zakrashi Vahayu Shamecho Ashel Roichcha Nechoshes, and the skies over your head will be like copper. Klolos Halolu Moshemi Piatme Omron. These curses in Parshas Kisavoy, Moshe said, V'shebetaris Gahanim, and the curses in Parshas Bechukosai, Mipiach Kodesh Baruch Hu Omron, were said by Hashem. Kimashmoy, which is the way the psukim seem to be mashma, like Rashi will tell us right now. V'chein Nemar, and so it says in Parshas Bechukosai, V'imloy Sishm Uli, if you do not listen to me, V'imteilchu Imi Keri, and if you go with me by chance, because Hashem was talking, and therefore it says Li and Imi. V'kan Hu Oimer, however, over here it says, in the third person, L'koil Hashem Elokecho, you should listen to the voice of Hashem your God. Yad Beik Hashem Becho, Hashem will attach in you. Yakecho Hashem, Hashem will hit you. Since it was Moshe who was saying it, therefore he was speaking in the third person that Hashem will do this to you. However, by the klolos of Parshas Bechukosai, it speaks in the first person, and Hashem says, if you do not listen to me, and if you go with me by chance. Heikal Moshe Beklolosav, Moshe was milder with his klolos in this parasha, la'omran b'lashin yochid, to say it in the singular. That's why over here it says, shomecha, your skies, al-roshecha, over your head, because Moshe wanted to say that these curses will only come upon the individual. Although Hashem said it in the plural, shemeichem artzechem. V'gamkein b'klolosu hakel, and also in this individual curse, Moshe said it in a milder form than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebori shoinoi, it's because by the first curses in Parshas Bechukosai, Hu Omer, the Pasuk says, Eshemechem kar barzel, your skies will be like iron, va'artzechem, and your land kanachusha like copper. Shelo yu ha'shamayim meziyin, your skies will not sweat, kederech she'ena barzel mezia, just like iron does not sweat. U'mitoich kach yehi chayiv ba'olam, and because there is no sweat at all, there will be a drought in the world. The ha'oris tehe mezia, and the land will sweat, kederech she'anachoshes mezia, the way copper sweats, the hima keves periseho, and this will cause your fruit to rot, because the moisture in the ground will cause the fruit to rot. The kanu oimer, however, over here Moshe said, shomecha nechoshes, your skies will be like copper, va'artzecha, on your land barzel like iron, sheyiu shamayim mezian, the skies will sweat a little bit, afal pi shelo yariku motor, even though rain will not come down, mikol mokoim, still lo yechorev shel ibodoin ba'olam, there will not be a drought of destruction in the world. The oretz loitehe mazia, and the land will not sweat, kederosh she'en ha'barzel mazia, just like iron does not sweat. The ein ha'peris markivin, and the fruit will not rot. Mikol makom klolihi, still this is a curse, bein she'en kenechoshes u'bein she'en kabarzel. Whether it is like iron or copper, it's still a curse. Loisaisi peros, the land will not bring forth fruit. V'chein ha'shamayim lo yariku motor, and the sky will not cause rain to come down. However, Moshe's curse was still milder than Hashem's curse. Zakrashi mitar artzecha avot va'ofer, the rain of your land will bring up the dust and the dirt. Zika debasa mitra, this is referring to the wind after the rain. Mata yoreid, the rain will come down, v'loi kol tzorchoi, but not enough. Ve'ein bay kedei laharbitz es ha'ofer, it will not be enough to cause the dust and the dirt to settle. V'haruach ba'o, and the wind will come, Umaale es ha'ovok, and it will bring up the dust. Umechase es esev azroim, and it will cover the sprouting seeds. Shehim lachem min amayim, that became moisturized and wet from the water. V'nidbak bohem, and they will attach themselves to the produce, v'nasetit, and it will become muddy, u'misyabish, and they will dry out, u'makivon, and rot. Zok Rashi, you will be le'za'avo, le'emo, for a fear, u'lezeya, and a trembling, she'ozu kol shomei makoyscha mimcha. All the people that hear your makos will tremble from you, v'yomru, and they will say, oilonu, woe to us, she'lo yovei olenu kederuch shebo al elu, it should not come upon us the way it came upon them. B'shchin Mitzrayim, the boils of Mitzrayim, Rahoy Ma'oid, this was a very bad boil, and the correct girsa, according to the Mizrahi, is Lach mi bachutz, it is moist on the outside, v'yavesh mi bifnim, and dry on the inside, k'de'isa b'becharis, like it says in Becharis. And so does Rashi say in Parshas Emor, Perik Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof, that the Shchin Mitzrayim was moist on the outside and dry on the inside. Gorov, Shchin Lach. Gorov is a boil that is moist on the outside. Chores, Shchin Yavesh, this is a dry boil, Kecheres, it is dry, just like earthenware, because earthenware is dried out in an oven when it is made. Uvesimon levov, zakrashi oitem alev, a stuffing up of the heart, a confusion of the heart. Ashtor dishun belaz. And you will be osho carried, b'chol ma'asecha yieh irur, whatever you do, there will be a fight and contention. And the pasuk says, you will marry a woman, v'ish acha yishgoleno, another person will take her as a pelegesh. Lashon shegel pelegesh. The lashon of shegel, shin, gimel lamed, means a pelegesh. Actually, it has the same letters. Shin Gimel Lamed is also in the word Pilegesh. Va'kosev kineu l'shvach yishkoveno. And the Torah tells you to pronounce it yishkoveno, which is a nicer way of saying it, because Pilegesh only has a negative meaning. However, shchiva can also be used in the positive. V'tikun seifrim huzeh, and this is a correction similar to a correction made by a seifer. Just like a seifer makes corrections to make things sound and read better, so too over here, the Torah wanted it to sound better and therefore told you to read it Yishkoveno instead of Yishkoleno. And you will plant a vineyard, Veloisechalenu, and you will not redeem it. Bishana Horvius in the fourth year, Lechol period to eat its fruit. Because the first 3 years are Arla, and you cannot eat it. The fourth year is Netar Ravai, and you redeem the fruit and take the money to Yerushalayim to eat it over there. And the klala will be that you will not redeem your fruits, somebody else will come and redeem your fruits. V'choleis aleihem, and you will have a yearning for your children. Mitzapos aleihem, you will have a yearning for them, she'oshuvu, that they should return. Ve'einam shavim, however, they will not return. Kol teicheles she'ein ba'o, any expectation that does not come, kruya chiloyin einayim, is called the yearning of the eyes. And you will be l'shama, zakrashi, kol haroya oisach yoshem alecho. Anybody who sees you will be astonished over you. L'mashal, you will be a comparison, kishetavei maka ro al odom, when a harsh maka will come on a person, yomru, people will say, zu daimel makas pleni, this is very similar to the suffering of this and this person. So they will compare it to your maka. V'lishnina, and you will be a topic of conversation. Loshen vishinantam, the word shenina comes from the word vishinantam, which means to talk. Yidabru b'cha, they will talk about you. V'chein targumai, and so does targum say, u'lishoi, which means to speak. Loshen sipor, a loshen of talking, as Targum says on Sipor v'ishta'e. So we see that shoye and v'ishta'e all mean to speak. And the pasuk says, you will bring out many seeds to plant, but you will bring in very little, because the arber yachselenu will destroy it. Yichlenu. Yachselenu means yichlenu, to destroy. Al shem kach nikra chosil, that is why this species of locust is called chosil, because chosil means to destroy. Shemechale es hakoil, it destroys everything. And you will not anoint yourself with oil, because the olives will fall off. Ki yishal zeisecho, yashe peroisav, the fruit will fall off. Loshen v'noshal habarzel. Yishal is the same as the word v'noshal, which means that the iron will fall off the handle. Yiyorash hatzalotzal, the locust will make it poor. Ya'asenu ha'arbe rosh min apri, the locust will make the tree poor from fruit. Yiyorash means ye'oni, it will make it poor. Tzalotzal min arbe, it is a type of locust. V'yesh l'farish yiyorish, we cannot explain the word yiyorish, lashon yerusha, to mean an expression of inheritance, and the pasuk would be saying that the locust will inherit the fruit. She'im kein hoyo lelichtoiv yirash, instead of yiyorish, it should say yirash. Yirash would mean to inherit. V'loy lashon hayrasha v'gerishin, it cannot either mean a lashon of chasing away. Yiyorish hatzalotzal, the locust will chase away the fruit. She'im kein hoyo lelichtoiv yirish,
then the pasuk should have said Yorish. So since it does not say Yorish and it does not say Yirash, therefore Yorish means it will make the tree poor from fruit. And you did not serve Hashem besimcha over tuv leva of meroiv koil, but oichahelecha kol tuv, when you had everything good going for you. And a nation from far away will come against you, kasher yida hanesher, just like the eagle flies, pisaim suddenly, viderach matzlachas, and in an effective manner, so too will this nation come against you suddenly and in an effective manner, viekalu susav, with their horses coming swiftly against you. Leisishma l'shoina, you will not understand their language. Leisakir l'shoina, even though it says leisishma, you will not hear, it means you will not recognize and understand. Where else do we find the Lashon of Shema to mean to understand? And so it says by Yosef, Tishma Chaloim Liftar Oisai, he understands a dream to interpret it. And so too, V'chein, also by Yosef, Kishamea Yosef, that Yosef understood. So we see Shema means to understand. In Tindri Belaz, Ad Redes Choy Moisayech, Redes does not mean until your walls come down, but rather Lashon Ridoi V'kibush, it means until your walls will be conquered. The ochalto, and you will eat pri vitnecha, the fruit of your stomach, besar bonecha, the flesh of your children, bimotzar. Zok Rashi, machma sheyut soren al ir, since they will surround your city, viyusha motzoit, and there will be over there distress, akas ravoin, an oppression of hunger, that is why you will eat your own children. Harach becho veheonoig, the man who is tender and delicate, hu harach hu heonoig. Rach and onoig are the same, they mean tender and delicate. Lashon pinuk, an expression of fussiness. Umeisanig umeiroich moichiach aleihem sheshneim echon. And in Pasuk Nunvav, when it says Meisanig umeiroich, that proves that both of these mean the same. Because over here in Pasuk Nundalid, it says first Rach, then Onoig. And over there in Pasuk Nunvav, it says Onoig and then Roich. So since the Torah switches the order, that means that they are interchangeable and they both mean the same thing. And the Pasuk means to say, Afal pishehu mefunok, even though this person is fussy, the daita kotsa bedavar ma'us, and he becomes nauseated by something disgusting. Yimtak loy l'ra'avoynoi boso bonov uvnoisov. It will become sweet to him because of his hunger, the flesh of his sons and his daughters. Ad kitere enoi, until he will become selfish, bebonov hanoisorim, to his remaining children, mites le'echel mehem, not to give to any one of them, mi boso bonov, from the flesh of his children, achehem, their brothers, asher yoichel, that he is eating. He will not share the flesh of the children that he is eating with his other children, the brothers of the one that he is eating. Zakrashi dava acher, another pshat, harach becha means harachmani v'rach halevav, the one who is merciful and soft-hearted, meroi v'rafsonos, because of the abundance of hunger, yisachsuru, they will become evil, v'layitnu mibsar b'neim hashchutim, and they will not want to give from the flesh of their children that were slaughtered, levneihem hanesorim, to their remaining children. The ones who are typically merciful will become evil. Zakrashi Teira Eino Ba'ish Cheka Uvivna Uvivita. She will become selfish against her husband and against her son and her daughter. So Rashi says, Bina Uvita means Hagedolim, the older ones. Uvishal Yasa Boneh Haktanim, that is referring to her younger children. She will not share with them either. Bekulante Eino Tzara, by all of them, she will be selfish, Kishetoichal Eswa Echod, when she will eat one of them, Militein La'asher Etzlo Min HaBosor, to give her child next to her from this Bosor. V'hiflo Hashem Es Makoischa, Zok Rashi, Muflois Umavdolois Mishar Makois, they will be extraordinary and distinct from other Makois. V'ne Emonois, and they will be reliable, Liasreka, to punish you, L'kayim Shlichuson, to be Mekayim their Shlichus. And Hashem will bring back the sicknesses of Mitzrayim, Asher Yogarta Mipneim, that you were afraid of them. Mipnei HaMakos, you were afraid of the Makos. Kishaho Yisrael roi Makos Mishunois HaBois al Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael saw these unusual Makos coming on Mitzrayim, Hoyu Yurei Mehem, they were afraid of them. Shelo Yavayu Gam Aleihem, in order that they should not come upon them also. Teda Araya Sheken Ksid, because the Pasuk said, V'hoya Im Shemaya, and it will be if you listen to my mitzvahs, Kol HaMachalo Asher Santi B'Mitzrayim La'osim Alecho, all the sicknesses that I put upon Mitzrayim, I will not place on you. However, if you do not listen to the mitzvahs, then they will be placed upon you. Ein mi yaron es ha'odom ela b'dava shu yogo mimenu. You do not threaten a person only with something that he is afraid of. And since Hashem threatened them that if they do not do the mitzvahs, the makos of Mitzrayim will come upon them, it must be that they were afraid of the makos of Mitzrayim. Zok Rashi Ya'aleim, Lashon Aliyah, this is a Lashon of bringing up upon them. He will bring up upon them these sicknesses. V'nish'artem b'mesei ma'at tachas asher hayisem k'chaych v'ashamayim l'roiv. So Rashi mu'atim, you will be few, chiluf merubim, instead of being many. Ken yosis Hashem, so will Hashem cause the enemy to be happy over your downfall. So Rashi es oyevechem, he will cause your enemy to be happy aleichem, over you, lahavid, to destroy you. Rashi is telling us that if the pasuk would have said yosus with a vav, then it would have meant that Hashem will be happy to destroy you. However, since it says yosis with a yud, that means that Hashem will cause others to be happy. And we must understand, how do we translate the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samach Beis, yosis olayech elekoyech, where over there it says yosis with a yud, and over there the pasuk means to say that Hashem himself will be happy, even though it says it with a yud. V'ayin in the Vakshal Shas, Mesechta Megillah Daf Yud Amud Beis, in the Chedushim and Ha'oris in the back, where this question is brought down from the Maharsham, who brings the Sefer Machazik Brocho, Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simen Pei Zayin. Zok Rashi v'nisachtem, and you will be uprooted from your land, Lashon Akira, an expression of uprooting. V'chein, and so does the Pasuk say in Mishlei, Beis Geim Yisach Hashem. Hashem will uproot the houses of the prideful. V'avadat Hashem Elohim Acherim, and you will worship over there other gods. Zok Rashi kitagumai, like Targum says, this does not mean that you will worship Avodah Zarah, but rather you will become servants to people who worship Avodah Zarah. Loi avoidas elihus mamish, it does not mean serving the Avodah Zarah itself. Elo male mas v'gulgolyois, you will pay different type of taxes, l'kermbre oivde elilim, to the priests of Avodah Zarah. And if you look carefully, Rashi over here says differently than Rashi in Parshas Vo'eschanan, Perek Dalet Pasuk Chavches, on the Pasuk v'avadatem shom elihim, where Rashi over there says that you will serve people who worship Avodah Zarah. Over here Rashi adds that you will pay taxes to the priest of the Avodah Zarah. Shari Haran says, because over there it just says Elohim, and not Elohim Acherim, like over here. Therefore Rashi over there says that it means that you will serve people who worship Avodah Zarah. However, Rashi over here feels that what you are doing is more connected to the Avodah Zarah itself, since over here it says Elohim Acherim. Therefore, Rashi over here explains that it means you will pay taxes to the priests. A little bit different than Rashi says over there. Zok Rashi leisargia, you will not find tranquility. Leisanuach, you will not be able to rest. K'moi, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'zeis hamargea, and this will be the rest. So we see sargia and margea are the same word. Leiv ragos, leiv chored, a frightened heart. Kitagume, like Targum says, dochel, fearful. The people in Gehenna will be afraid for you. Shamu amim yirgazu. Nations will hear and they will tremble. Moistos hashamayim yirgazu. The foundations of the heaven will tremble. So we see yirgazu and ragaz all mean to tremble. You will hope for a delivery, however it will not come. Chayecha tluyim loch, your life will be hanging before you. Ala safik, with uncertainty. Called Safik Hori Tolui, anything that is uncertain is called hanging. Shema Omos Hayoim Bechorev, Habo Oleinu, because he is uncertain that maybe he will die today because of the army that will come against us. Rabbi Seinu Darshu and our Chacham explained this pasuk to mean, Zeh Alekech Tfuah Min Ashuk, this is a person that has to buy Tfuah from the market. You will not be able to plant, but rather you will have to buy from the market, and that will cause you an uncertainty. Leitamin Bechayecha, and you will not be certain with your life. This is somebody who has to rely on the baker. He will not bake his own bread. In the morning you will say, if only it was last night. Halavai, it was last night. And in the evening you will say, halavai, it was the morning, shall shachris, this morning. Because the tzoris will get stronger as time goes on. The chol shah, and every hour, meruba klalosa mishilafoneho, the klala will be worse than the hour before. Therefore, at night you will say halavai that it should be the previous morning. And in the morning you will say halavai it was the night before. And Hashem will return you to Mitzrayim ba'onios, bisfinois, with ships, bishviya, in captivity. Mismakartem shom lo'yevecho, and you will try to sell yourself to your enemy. Atemavakshim liyasnim karm lahem la'avodim ulishvachos. You will try to be sold to them as servants and maidservants. However, they will not buy you. because they will decree upon you death and destruction. You cannot explain the word vismakartem to mean that you will be sold by others. Because it says afterwards that nobody will buy you. So it must be that vismakartem does not mean that you will be sold by others, but rather you will try to sell yourself, however nobody will buy you. And the pasuk continues, these are the words of the bris that Hashem commanded Moshe lichrois es b'nei Yisrael to be cursed with the b'nei Yisrael, sheikablu aleim es ha-Torah ba'ola uvishvua, that they should accept upon themselves the Torah with an oath that has attached to it a curse. And this is milavan ha-bris, besides for the bris, the klolo shebetoris kahanim, the curses in toris kahanim, in parshas b'chukosai, shenemru b'sinai, that were said in Sinai. These curses are besides for the earlier curses.